Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Are you attracting all types of birds this spring? How about hummingbirds? Cardinal Corner has a spectacular selection of hummingbird feeders. You know those little birds must feed every 15 minutes? It's true. They rely on sugar water from feeders, small insects, spiders, aphids, things like that. Cardinal Corner has also a Hummer Helper nesting material kits that lots of birds love and use. Don't forget that hummingbirds swing to hang near the feeder and invite them to perch a while. And of course, they've got all sorts of different feeders, bird baths, wind chimes, and without a doubt, listen, Father's Day is coming up June 17th. Dad would love a gift from Cardinal Corner. So I started to say the freshest bird seed you're ever going to find. And get that monthly newsletter. Subscribe at cardinalcorner.com. All kinds of tips and stories. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim, on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's officially still 59.
59. All right. Well, we've got 58 here in our yard, and strong, well, quite strong, northwest winds, overcast, and of course, I'm calling from our home on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Well, standing outside, even with the wind blowing, I could hear American robins and house wrens singing. A mourning dove was cooing, and red-winged blackbirds, several of them, were trilling off in the wetland not too far from us. It is a beautiful morning in many ways. Sunrise today, 7:29. Sunset, 8:54. So, Denny, today in the Twin Cities area, we have 15 hours and 25 minutes of daylight. We have gained 10 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and as of today, 6 hours and 38 minutes is a total daylight gain since December 21st, the winter solstice. And we still have 11 minutes more of this precious daylight to gain by June 21st, when astronomical summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere. We also call that the summer solstice. The normal high for today is 75, the normal low, 55. Records for today, June 3rd in the Twin Cities, high, 92 in 1923. Low, 34, 1945. On this date, way back, 1914. So that would be 104 years ago. That's where our records rainfall comes from, 1.71 inches of rain. Did you get some good rain in your yard lately?
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much as yesterday. I was telling son Tony that, boy, it was raining hard downtown when I left, but not quite as hard back home. So we did get some, but as you probably did, but not a rain. Did you get a lot?
No, this is terrible. I haven't had a chance to check the rain gauge, and I'll tell you why in just a minute.
Sure.
But we have this gibbous moon that rose at 12:11 a.m., so just right after midnight, and sets at 9:50 a.m. I don't know if anybody will get a chance to see it or not, this with all the clouds around. Our next full moon, though, is Wednesday, June 27th. But the planet Venus is bright. I saw it last night. High in the sky in the west. Look in the west. You know, soon after sunset, maybe a half hour after sunset, you'll see this bright planet, looking like a bright star. You need a good pair of binoculars or a telescope to see the disk of this planet. I have been teaching a class titled Spring Phenology in the Field, Wildflowers and Beyond at North House Folk School in Grand Marais. So that's where I've been the last 3 days. Just got home late last night. I had 14 adults in my class. Great group of people. Oh, it was so they were wonderful. The class I taught was part of the Northern Landscape Festival, and most of the time the air temperature was 45 degrees. It just was steady 45, and that's because the wind was coming off the lake, and there in the harbor, in Grand Marais Harbor, the water temperature was 45. So it just, it stayed like this steady 45. And, you know, well, we just went out and saw things anyway. But Bob Jansen taught boreal birding workshop class, and his group found 75 bird species. Jim Miller taught a class titled, What's This Rock? He's a geologist from UMD. And he said, when you find out, and what he's trying to do is teach people about, you know, what's happened over eons of time along the North Shore of Lake Superior by looking at the rocks. And then there was a course on native bees and pollination, like another one on lichens and mosses, and one by birding by ear, and several other classes. So it was a good weekend, lots of learning, even despite the 45 degrees. And you know what? It didn't rain until I left there yesterday about 5 o'clock, and I hit rain when we got to Lutzen, we observed the greenness of the forest areas, bright, light green. I don't know, Denny, if you've ever been there towards the end of May or early June, but when the leaves first come out on the quaking aspens and the paper birches and other deciduous trees and shrubs, they're this just bright, light green color. And mixed in with the dark green of the evergreen trees, like the spruces, the pines, the balsam firs, the northern white cedars. And this makes a beautiful, you know, just patchwork of green. And then mixed in there are the white flowers on these trees, and they're native serviceberry trees, and sometimes shrubs, because there are 6 or 8 different kinds there. White flowers of the wild pin cherry were also spectacular. And you can still notice it. So if anybody's I'm heading up to the North Shore right now, you're in for just a treat, just looking at this spectacular light green with a dark green.
I just remember being up on the Gunflint Trail about mid-May many years ago, and it was I was talking to my folks down here in the cities, and it was like 80-some degrees here, and there was still ice like up
ice
in the Gunflint. Yes, that was my memory of May up in the north.
Yeah, no, that's right, you know, and the lakes up there did not lose their ice covers until well into May. Some of the wildflowers we saw include Canada Mayflower, Bunchberry, Clintonia, Starflower, Bird's Eye Primrose, and Butterwort, which live in the splash zone. So these delicate little wildflowers, and beautiful, by the way, get hammered by these big waves coming in. And they keep cool that way, of course. But they they're really Arctic plants and were brought down during the glacier times, you know, maybe 10,000, 11,000 years ago. We saw northern bluebells and, of course, a lot of wild strawberries blooming because hopefully some good wild strawberry eating coming up, probably not till July. Blooming shrubs include the scarlet elderberry and, I had another one here and I can't even remember what it was. But anyway, scarlet elderberry. Oh, I know, wild blueberry. Wild blueberries are in bloom. Excuse my voice here. I overused it. But the interesting thing about wild blueberries in bloom is that they're pollinated. These many people think this, and I have no way of proving it right now. They're pollinated by the males of the black flies. So we're going to get to black flies in just a minute. Lichens we saw included elegant sunburst lichen. That's the one that looks orange. You see it on the rocks. Gray reindeer lichen. We saw many, many ferns that had just emerged and horsetails. And we listened to birds sing, and we got close to them. All 15 of us are standing and watching a song sparrow right near us stick its beak up in the air and sing over and over and over. In Latin, they're called Spizella melodia, well named. White-throated sparrows were singing, ovenbirds, and the American redstart, and we saw a common raven. Yesterday about noon, the temperature was in the forest. We were at a place called Cadence, and it's one of the rivers, walking on the trail. Temperature rose to about 50 degrees, and a few black flies came out, and they found me. I attract black flies.
A magnet.
I am. I don't know why. It's just one of those things. Spring peepers are very vocal at night in the Grand Marais area. And as far as in gardens, like when you go up from, well, right near the lake, too, you see daffodils and tulips blooming. But when you go up into the city, maybe several blocks away from the harbor and the lake, crabapple trees have just started to bloom. So it was a great weekend of learning and camaraderie and so on. But it was much colder there.
It was fresh. Nice fresh.
Yeah,
40-some
right.
Degrees.
Here, I'll tell you about Duluth. I was in Duluth last night about 7 o'clock. Driving along London Road, just love to look at the houses there and look out at the lake. But it was 39 degrees.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was looking at the PJM rhododendrons, which are blooming nicely, and the common purple lilacs were at the peak of bloom, and numerous crabapple trees. So, boy, if you miss a crabapple bloom in the Twin Cities, go to Duluth today or the next few days, because they are blooming nicely and very, very showy. But 39 degrees.
Ooh,
isn't that
boy.
Something?
We got to get up there before the season gets away from us.
You know, it's really such a special place.
It really is. Jim, you had mentioned, before we talk about By the Yard, you mentioned earlier this morning red-winged blackbirds, and we received a text a bit ago. Folks didn't say where they are, but they usually get a whole bunch of different birds at their multiple feeders, and lately they've been getting nothing but red-winged blackbirds. Their question, I guess, is do those red-winged blackbirds scare away other varieties?
Well, you know, one of the best things you can do, and this is one of the cheapest feeds, there's so many, as you're talking about, and the bird story when you were advertising, but buy cracked corn and just scatter it on the ground underneath your feeding station or just around there someplace. They will come. They're just like, that's like a magnet. It just brings them right there.
Oh, that's a good thought. Good suggestion.
Yeah, and then they'll stay away from all the other feeders.
All right.
Yeah, well, it works perfect.
Well, our favorite family-run business down near Jordan, Minnesota, called By the Yard, reminds us, don't get caught scrambling for the 4th of July event or graduation parties. Maybe the last thing on your mind is patio furniture. But Jim and I urge you to, we'll get you a website and check out, get that free color catalog. This is that furniture you never have to store. Jim and I have had that furniture at our respective homes for years. It still looks brand new. But the deal is, they've got some great deals, as we mentioned last week, too. They've got that Adirondack special, as you know, Jim. $79 off any end table when you buy two Adirondack chairs
the
regular price.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you have a lake home, if you're lucky to have that, this is perfect. This kind of furniture is perfect. You never have to paint it or stain it. It'll be there for generations to come. They've got a special deal going on, and here is that website. Get that free catalog that Jim and I tell you about every week. You can browse all the different styles and the colors. What colors do you have? A color do you have your
house?
We
have green. Ours are green, you know, there's so many. You know, there's 9 different colors.
Yeah.
And you know what I like too, Danny, are the combinations.
Oh, yeah, you can get a variety. They have special orders and everything. They're just a wonderful family-run business called By the Yard. Get on the web at bytheyard.net, and you can do that right now, or certainly right after Jim's show. All right, Jim, what else do you have?
Well, Jim Hovda called me Thursday, just this past Thursday. He lives at just a little north of Rice, Minnesota. He said, finally, the Purple Martins arrived. And he said, you know, six or seven of them were singing like everything and around the multiple, you know, like an apartment building type nesting box situation. He said, Eastern Tiger Swallowtail butterflies are on the wing. My brother spends much of his time and his family sometimes too up there at Lake George, which is just about 7 miles east of Itasca State Park. But by May 31st, the water there had warmed up to 71. Now this northwest wind, though, I bet it's dropped below 70. 70 is considered the cutoff for safe swimming, and we were at 74, 75 degrees water temperature in southern Minnesota, you know, all during the warm spell. And then, you know, for a couple of days afterwards. I know it's dropping a little bit today. Val Rukavina called me the other day, and he's got just this interesting thing here. And I'll just start with this. Both painted and big snapping turtles are coming up on dry land to lay their eggs. Watch out for them as they cross roadways. You'll run over. Yesterday, Val Rukavina from Minnetonka saw a large snapping turtle laying eggs in the soil in his yard. Now, what Val recommends, if you observe a turtle laying eggs in the ground after the turtle leaves, spray the top of the newly dug soil with any type of insect repellent. This will keep raccoons from smelling the spot and save the eggs from being dug up and eaten. I'd never heard about this before. He told me about this last year. And then now thousands of people have heard this because it's, you know, we got to try to save these turtle eggs here so many of them get a chance to hatch. Also, it takes the eggs about 90 to 100 days to hatch. Now, Jerry Gray, who's a wildlife biologist, lives in rural Winsted, saw a rare Blanding's turtle come up and lay eggs. So that was, he told me that on Friday as it was happening. I've got a couple others. Do we have a little bit more
time? We have a couple of minutes, Jim.
Okay. Mary Brislance at Lutzen, that's right along the North Shore of Lake Superior, reports that she and her son John went birding this week and botanizing. Botanizing is just going out and looking at the plants. A few of the wildflowers they saw, nodding trillium, trout lily, bunchberry, wild clematis, wild sarsaparilla, marsh marigold, baneberry, those are some of the wildflowers they saw blooming. They said that birds are quite vocal now, including oven birds that say, teacher, 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 teacher. And I use the answer, what? But anyway, red-eyed vireos, American redstarts, chestnut-sided warblers, magnolia, and northern perula warblers, all very vocal, and American redstarts are very numerous. Now there is shade in the forest. But I'll tell you what, not right down by the lake. Get up, maybe a half a mile from the lake, and then it warms up. You know, it's warmer, and so there is shade there. Elderberry shrubs are in full bloom. Keith Radel from Faribault called me the other night and said, giant swallowtail butterflies are on the wing, eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies, and he's seeing more monarch butterflies, and the milkweeds are up about 2 feet where he lives there in the Faribault area. He noticed that black flies actually killed 2 bald eagle eaglets in their nest. So they were buzzing around and just end up taking too much blood. It's just terrible. But anyway, he says, and he's got a bluebird trail with 175 pairs of nesting boxes. That's 350 boxes out on a 50-mile trail. What he does, he goes to each one, he sprays the bluebird chicks with imitation vanilla. can get it for a dollar at the dollar store, of course. And just use that, put it in a little spray bottle, mist the young, and around the house. He did that for every single one of the houses. And it keeps the black flies away. Well, yesterday, I could have used one of those spray bottles myself.
Yes, you could have.
To keep black flies away. They're also called buffalo gnats. See, it's an accepted common name now where, you know, wherever you live, something might have a little different name. But the black flies lately, and I've been hearing reports from Faribault, Owatonna, Northfield, black flies have been, I should say, horrendous.
Horrendous. That's a good word. Well, Jim, we're out of time. Let's plan on getting back here next week about the same time.
Okay. What do you say? Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Have a good week. Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert, Nature Notes, back next Sunday morning. Here on 830 WCCO, where the temperature reading is 59.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.